But I guess it keeps us on our toes. It means that there is a record of what we said. So, sorry, I interrupted you with that.
Oh, no, sir, but I'm sure I can gain an
answer. Okay. Okay.
I'm Colette. I'm a research nurse here. I work in the area of bone, which is incredibly boring to me anyway. And it's really difficult to say what one thing, because I've got a shopping list.
Okay.
A huge shopping list of things that I'm hoping to get from this, partly because I have had prior involvement in, or at least exposure to, people doing courses like this.
Okay.
And I've seen how they've been transformed.
Okay.
So I think if I had to pick one thing and I was only allowed one thing, it would be I'm looking for some peace and acceptance, really, just how things are in life.
Okay, brilliant.
I'm Joy, I'm a mental health specialist nurse working here at Ladbrokes. Love my job. I want to get some control over my use of alcohol and stress. I mean, that's just one thing. It just came to me very clearly the other day. My daughter went up from America with a problem, and my first thought was, we must have a drink afterwards. I thought, this isn't very good. But obviously mindfulness is very high on the agenda. Lots of people said how good it is, so I want to have a nice time looking at myself and learning a lot.
Okay, that's brilliant. So what we would like to start with, first of all, is an exercise where I'm going to give you an object in your hand and you're going to pretend that you have never seen this object. So if you could hold your hand out and have a look at the things that I have put in your hand and pretend as though you have arrived from another planet and you don't know what these are and you don't know what this is. So I would like you to look at those and if you need some tissues, they're here. So first of all, we're describing them as things, and if you have done this exercise before, it's an invitation for you to experience it as though it is the first time in your life, even though you have done it. So what I would like you to do is to begin by experiencing what these things in your hands are. So you can do that in a variety of ways. One of them is contact. So you can see how does it feel in your hand? How much do they weigh? Do they weigh at all? What's the temperature? How do they respond to contact, or how do you respond in contact with them? And then also, I would like you to invite you to use your sight whilst experiencing these things, by noticing the colours, the shades, put it near the light and see if there is a reflection. Are there any particular shapes that stand out? So I would like to invite you to actually squeeze them with your fingers, touch them, and see how does it feel. So you've probably noticed that I've given you a few of those things. I would like to invite you to pick one of them. And then you can question, why did you choose that one? What was the reason for that? Was it the most appealing one, or the least appealing, the smallest, the biggest, or something that nobody would pay attention to? So I'd like you, once you have picked one, I'd like to invite you to use your other senses and basically to see what do you notice about that particular one that you have picked. Does it make any sound? Potentially try putting it close to your ear and see if this thing in your hand actually makes a sound. What about putting it close to your nostril and smelling it? Does it help smell? Does it remind you of something? So as you are smelling it, touching it, noticing it, what are the things that stand out about it? And as you're doing all of that, I'd like to invite you to bring the object closer to your mouth, but don't put it into your mouth straight away. Don't swallow it. And I would like you to kind of engage in a form of anticipation. And how does your mouth react at proximity of it? So you remember you've smelt it, now it's going close to your mouth. You can put it on your lips, different parts of the mouth. And then you can put it inside your mouth and just experience that. So what's happening as it's in the mouth? Are there any particular actions? Is there any saliva in the background? What's the tongue doing whilst the raisin is inside? And then a very slow action of biting into the raisin. And what happens? What do you notice as you bite it? Are there different flavors? Do you actually know what this thing is? Is it familiar, unfamiliar, tasty? What are the things that you're noticing? And whilst it's in your mouth and you are staying with that experience, what will follow from that is the act of swallowing. So again, it's for you to notice how did you do that? How did it feel? Notice. The other few that you have, you can do whatever you want with them. You can eat them, or you can leave them inside. And then you can, before we finish, you can just pay attention to whether they're very different from the one you've just tried. Stand out. Well, I suppose you are being mindful because you are aware that you're eating all of them. I guess what we're trying to distinguish here is being mindful whilst doing it. as opposed to being on autopilot, because I don't know with the rest of you, but when I think of raisins, I take a handful, and you know, so I don't pay attention how many I've eaten or what colour they are or how they taste. So you can do things mindfully. So if you eat all of them, you are aware of it, and as you're doing it, you're eating raisins mindfully, and you're choosing to eat few of them mindfully. So that is.
It's nothing holy about eating one or many.
Exactly.
It's about just paying attention. Mm.
So I would like to invite you just to spend a couple of minutes sharing. How was that experience for you? What did you notice?
The colours.
Okay.
Even though when they're all together, it's like one block colour, but when you separate them, mm-hmm. they're actually different shades.
Filled with saliva, and I think like your response to stress is I need to drink, and I do that a little bit, but with me it's food.
Right.
I could just eat all day and not even be hungry.
Mm.
It's really not good. So to just slow down and be aware of this thing I'm about to stuff in my mouth to fill some sort of hole can be a really drawn out, pleasurable experience.
Mm.
So.
I was really taken by rolling it.
Okay.
Because it starts being kind of all wrinkly and weird, but then you get this amazing kind of sensual under bit.
Yes.
And I thought, oh God, it's a bit like what sex is meant to be like. It's when you concentrate and have these wonderful moments. And so that was my sex in 1 5-minute session.
Oh, I'm glad you came.
So can you, I guess you can notice how paying attention and being mindful of a thing or a raisin can actually reveal things that we don't see and that we haven't seen previously. And in some ways, the experience is transformed. It's different. It's, you know, it's kind of you've seen raisins before. And what about when I asked you to choose one? What did you do then? What was the basis for choosing that? How was that experience?
Had to be the biggest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The brightest.
Okay.
I thought it had to be the biggest to start with, but it was the plumpest and the juiciest.
Yeah. Right, okay.
I think I just chose the one with a different colour to begin with.
Right. Okay. So we're all choosing differently for different reasons. And whilst you were doing that, what was happening in your mind? What was your mind doing whilst you were doing that?
If you can do one little raisin, like, what is everything else like if you were to do it with mm-hmm. everything?
Right.
All the different things okay. that you just take for granted. Like, just let's say it just opens up, because I've never, before last time, I've never heard a raisin.
Okay.
But they sound quite nice.
They do. They do. And it's kind of wrinkly.
Wrinkly, squidgy, like juicy sound. So just think, what does everything else sound like, smell like,
so
feel
opens
like?
Up.
Yeah.
New door to new experience. Anybody else?
Well, I did the classic, caught sight of my rings, and I was just thinking, oh, I had such a happy time when I got that ring. God, yes, I've done it, I've gone.
Distracted, yeah. Yeah.
I did that. I was like, I should have put it in the other hand and I can stare at the ring. No, stare at the rings.
I suppose it's very easy, and I suppose the one thing about mindfulness and the mind is we all have a mind, and the fact that it wanders actually tells us that we have a mind. So it just reminds us. So everybody has a mind that wanders and, you know, kind of goes back and forth. So it's just a very natural occurrence, and I suppose the one thing that happens in mindfulness is that we are more aware of what is happening with our mind and how it wanders, and that we have a choice of what to do when it wanders. Like you said, you know, should have been there. You said, oh well, I'll pay attention to the raisin. So it's very much kind of almost like relearning a different set of experiences and experiencing them as we go along. Okay? Any other points about raising you would like to? Okay. So what I would like to do next is move to something called a body scan. Now, there is a CD inside, and that particular practice we would like you to do once a day. Now, the one that we will do today is going to be a shorter version of that. And the one that's on the CD you usually do lying down. Now, we've had difficulties with the finding a room, so we are now in a smaller room, so I'm afraid unless you would like to lie on top of each other, which is not going to happen, so we're going to do it sitting, and I hope you're okay with that. So, what I would like to do is invite you to settle yourself into a posture, and if you try and move away from the back of the chair, basically, so that what we would like to prevent you is that if you start relaxing, is we would like you to make sure that you don't fall asleep. So if that happens, basically just open your eyes. And are you okay?
It's quite hot. Is it just me?
Would you like to open? Do you want to open the window? Yeah. I think. There isn't. Yeah, you can open that one if you want. Yeah.
I'm closing
yeah.
if people get cold.
Yeah, if you get cold, yeah, that's fine. So the particular posture that you adopt is not really important, but it's the attitude that you bring to this practice. So it's basically the sense of openness and kind of experiencing something new and being gentle with yourself. So I would also like to invite you to close your eyes, if you're comfortable, and as I've mentioned earlier, what's really important is that we're not trying to achieve anything special, so we're not trying to relax. We are seeing if at all it's possible to let go of the tendency that we all want things to be in a certain way and then judge how we're doing or experiences like that. So what I would like you to do now is to bring the focus of your attention to the sensation of breathing. You may feel the air moving at the tip of the nose, at the nostrils, or in the back of the throat, or in the chest, or right down in the abdomen, in the belly, just around and below the nipple. I would like you to see if at all it is possible to follow the breath all the way down to your belly. I would like you to notice the sensations that the belly makes as it goes in and out. You may feel the abdomen wall stretching slightly as you breathe in, and the falling away as you breathe out. So I'm inviting you not to think about the breath, but allowing the attention to explore all the sensations down in the abdomen, down in the belly, with each in-breath and with each out-breath. So just keep this breath coming in and the breath coming out. You're not trying to control the breath in any way, but simply getting in close to your breathing, allowing the breath to breathe itself. And now, when you're ready, I would like you to move the focus of your attention down from the region around the abdomen, from the belly, down the body, down your left leg, and all the way down to the left foot and out through the toes of the left foot. So allowing the trail of attention to move all the way down the leg to the toes of the left foot. And I'd like you to notice whatever sensations there might be in your toes already. So you're not trying to make those sensations any different. You're not trying to move your toes. You're just simply being aware of what is already here when you get here. So that could be numbness, that could be feelings of warmth or cool air, tingling, whatever it is, you're allowing it just to be as it is, and you're tuning into those sensations. So you're paying attention to your big toe, the little toe, the toes in between. You are noticing if it is possible to imagine that when you breathe in, that your breath could come through your nose and down to the region of the belly, and then pass through this region all the way down through the left leg and out eventually to your toes. So the breath could come all the way down the body, down through the leg, and breathe into your toes. So you're playing with that idea for a moment. The breath going all the way down the leg, out to the toes of the left foot. So you can breathe into the toes, and then as you breathe out, the breath could come out of the toes, up the leg, up through the trunk, through the chest, and eventually out through your nose. And now you're taking a deeper breath, breathing all the way down to the toes. And on the out-breath, letting them fade in the background, and moving the focus of your attention at the bottom of your left foot to the sole and the instep and the heel of your left foot. You're investigating the sensations that are already there. You could be aware of the pressure of your heel on the floor. Any other sensations? And it is possible that there are no other sensations, in which case you are simply registering a blank. Breathing down into this region as well, as if the breath that you took into your body as you breathe in could now go down the leg and out to the foot of the left leg. You are in touch with this region of the body, and then you take a deep breath, and as you breathe out, letting go and moving the focus of your attention to the top of the left foot and to the ankle. So whilst you're paying attention to the top of the foot, the skin stretches across the thin tissue of muscle and bone, and the ankle with all the bones. And those bones enable the ankle to move around. Part of the body we often take for granted until something goes wrong. There is a chance to pay attention to it, to be with it. See what sensations are coming. Breathe down into it and breathe out from it. Now again, taking a deeper breath, breathing down into the foot of the left leg, and as you breathe out, letting it go. You're moving the focus of your attention to the region of the left leg between the ankle and the knee, the shin bone in front and the calf muscle behind. You're breathing down into this region of the body, and you're allowing the breath to help you explore all the sensations that are there. Sensations from the surface of the skin right down into the muscle and bone. And you're breathing in and you're breathing out. Taking a deeper breath, you're breathing down into this part of the leg. And when you are ready, you're letting it go on and out breath and moving the focus of your attention to the knee of the left leg. So you're breathing down into the region of the knee of your left leg. The kneecap, the front of the knee, the back of the knee, the sides of the knee. You're letting the breath help you explore right into the muscle and cartilage and joint. Paying attention what sensations are here right now. You're inviting yourself to be open to see what there is, without trying to make it be different from how you find it. So you're breathing down into it and breathing out of it. Now, taking a deeper breath, breathing down into the knee as you breathe out, letting it go, bringing the focus of your attention to the thigh of the left leg, the large muscle and bone, heavy. You're paying attention, what sensations are there. They could be throbbing or pulsing, whatever. You're not trying to judge it. You're just opening yourself to any experiences in that part of the body. You are being with whatever is already there. You're simply remembering that there's no right way to feel when you do this. Whatever you feel is what you're feeling right now. So breathing down into time and taking a deeper breath. As you breathe out, you're letting it go. And as you let it go, you let your awareness shift to your right leg. Down the right leg and out the toes of the right foot. What are the sensations here? You're noticing your big toe, you're noticing your little toe, and all the toes in between. You're breathing down into the foot and right out of the toes and then out from the toes. Now you're expanding the focus of your awareness to the sole of the foot, the instep and the heel, and then to the top of the foot and the ankle. You are zooming in to see whatever sensations are arising. You're breathing down into the foot. You're breathing out from the foot. Taking a deep breath, breathing down into the right foot, and as you are breathing out, letting it go and moving the focus of your awareness to the region of the body between the ankle and the knee on your right leg, the part of the body which we often take for granted, the shin bone, the calf muscle. What are the sensations that you're experiencing here? Get in touch with this part of your body. You're breathing down into it and you're breathing out of it. The sense of honoring this part of the body. You're giving it time, you're giving it attention, and you are allowing it to be just as it is. Again, taking a deeper breath, breathing down into the calf muscle and shin bone, and on the out breath, letting it go. And letting your awareness move now to the knee of the right leg, the kneecap, the joint, and out of the surface of the knee, the sides, the back, the front. You're breathing down into it, and you're letting the breath help you explore. Are there any sensations that you encounter in the knee of the right leg? And you are staying with those sensations without any judgments. They are whatever they are. You're taking a deep breath, breathing down into the knee, and as you breathe out, you're letting it go. You're shifting the focus of your awareness into the thigh of the right leg, heavy muscle, heavy bone. So breathing down into this region, breathing down into the thigh, allowing the breath to enable you to remain open to whatever sensations are here in this moment. And you're letting any tension that may exist there exit on the out-breath, if it will. As you take another deeper breath, you breathe into the thigh of the right leg, and then on the out-breath, letting it go and moving the focus of your attention to the area of the pelvis, the hips, the buttocks behind, the genital area, the pelvic girdle. You're breathing down into this area, breathing in and breathing out, you're remaining open to whatever sensations might be there. You're imagining that the breath could travel to this region. And then, when you're ready, you're taking a deep breath, breathing down into this region, and on the out-breath, letting it go. You're shifting the focus of your awareness to the lower back, the part of the body where the spine comes out of the pelvic girdle, and the part of the body where often discomfort and tension resides. This part of the body, which is often a reservoir for the tensions we carry around with us on a day-to-day basis. So now you are giving it some attention. You are allowing this part of your body, your lower back, to be the focus of your attention. So you're breathing down to your lower back. You're imagining that the breath could travel to the lower back and allow yourself to explore what sensations are here now, without trying to make them any different. Tuning into the bundle of sensations that you may find in this region. And then, when you're ready, taking a deep breath, breathing into the lower back, and in an out breath, letting it go. Moving around to the abdomen, to the front of your body, where the breath moves into the belly and out from the belly. Tuning into the sensations with each breath, moment by moment. Now taking a deeper breath, breathing down into the belly, and as you breathe out, letting the region of the body go and moving up to the solar plexus, the region of the body just below the rib cage. Breathing, opening, softening, and allowing the breath to explore whatever sensations are here. Letting the awareness now expand to the whole of the rib cage and your chest. You might be aware of the slight movement as the breath comes into the body and the rib cage expands on the in-breath and contracts again on the out-breath. Perhaps you are aware of your lungs expanding to the heart as it pumps the freshly oxygenated breath all around the body in a constant cycle of renewing energy. What sensations are here? What are you noticing right now? You may notice that any tension that builds up may want to exit with the out-breath, and if it does so, let it go. But if it does not, just allowing things to be as they are, as you find them. Now taking a deeper breath, and on the out-breath letting go of this region of the body, and moving the focus of your awareness round to your back, to the upper part of your spine, to the rib cage, as the rib cage comes around the spine, at the back, and up to the shoulders. So breathing is now to the upper part of your back and to your shoulders and shoulder blades. What sensations are here in this moment? The back, the upper back, and the shoulders are often a part of the body, again, which acts as a reservoir for tension, tightness, discomfort. So you're opening yourself to any sensations that are present in the body. You're zooming in to see what is there right now. Is it changing from moment to moment? Is it staying the same? You're taking a deeper breath and breathing into the back, the upper back and the shoulders. And as you breathe out, letting it go, you're moving the focus of your awareness to your arms and to your fingers. Right down to your fingers, and we will do both hands at the same time. So you're tuning in to see what are the sensations there. Tips of the fingers and thumbs, your hands. And you're letting the awareness expand to the rest of your fingers and thumbs, the backs, the sides, the front, then to the palms of your hands, backs of your hands. Then you're expanding to your wrists, then to the forearms and the elbow. You're breathing down into the hands and wrists and forearms and elbows. Now you're letting the awareness expand once again to the upper arms and now to the shoulders. So as you breathe in, to imagine the breath could go down the hands and wrists and forearms. You're breathing in to sense what is here. Taking a deeper breath and letting go, moving the focus of your awareness to your neck. Breathing into the neck, the front, the sides and the back. You're investigating what is there. You're breathing in and you're breathing out. You're taking a deeper breath, and as you breathe out, letting go of the neck, moving the focus, face and the head, lower jaw, from the hinges of the jaw, underneath the ears, all the way around to the front, below the mouth. What are the sensations in your jaw? Moving the focus of your awareness inside the mouth, the teeth, the gums, the tongue, palate, lips. Maybe you are aware of the sensations as you breathe in at the very tip of your nose or the nostrils. Perhaps a slight coldness as you breathe in and the warmth of the air as you breathe out. You're moving the focus of your awareness to the side of your nose, the cheeks, side of the head and the ears. You're including your awareness, the region of the eyes and the eyes themselves. A part of the body that gets easily tired with the constant giving and receiving of information. The space between the eyebrows, then up to the forehead, tuning into the sensations at the front of the forehead, and then around to the side, the temples. And so now, holding in awareness the whole mask of the face and imagining as you breathe in, the breath could come up from underneath, reaching all the parts of the face from underneath as you breathe in. And then you breathe out. You're refreshing and you're renewing your whole face from underneath. Now, imagining that the breath as you breathe in could fill the whole space of your face, the whole of the cranium. And as you breathe in, it could reach a point at the top of the head, a small spot, perhaps the size of a small coin, right at the crown of the head. So as you breathe in, the breath comes in and reaches all the way up to the crown of your head. You may even imagine that small spot about the size of a coin at the crown at the top of the head could open up like the blowhole of a whale or a dolphin, and that you could breathe in through the top of your head right down to your lungs, then out from the lungs and up from the top of your head. And imagine now that you could breathe in through the top of your head and the breath could travel all the way down the body and eventually out through your feet. And that when you breathe in, you can breathe again through the bottom of your feet and the breath could travel through the body in a wave and out to the top of your head. Just imagine that from a few breaths. The breath in from the top of your head and out from the bottom of your feet. Then in through the bottom of your feet and out through the top of your head. And now for the last few moments of the practice, coming back to the sense of the body as a whole, lying, sitting here, aware of simply being here now, not trying to get anywhere, not trying to feel any special thing, but allowing yourself to be exactly as you are, allowing your body to be exactly as you find it, coming home to your body, right here, right now. A sense of acceptance of yourself as you are, a sense of wholeness, a sense of peace. invite you to come back and you can maybe do a bit of stretching and just move yourself a little bit just to come back. And the next 5 minutes I would like to spend just talking about the experience. How was that for you? What was easy, what was difficult, what was...
It's very relaxing. Could just go to sleep now.
Okay.
It's lovely.
Were you able to stay awake and...
I was able to stay awake.
Okay.
But I couldn't stop my mind wandering. And I had an argument with myself.
Right.
At one point.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good, good. What was the mind doing?
Well, I kind of set myself up for it because I've not got very long legs. And when you said move your back away,
the chair
would be the point on my legs where I know that I start to get tingling. So I did sit back,
okay,
but put my legs like this, and I knew I was going to have cramps and things.
Right.
So then I have this internal dialogue. Every time I felt some discomfort, I was reminding myself of something I read in a book, where this woman went to this ashram and she forced herself to get into a really deep meditative state and challenged herself to put up with being bitten all over by mosquitoes. So I was thinking, if she can do that, I can
do that. But as we mentioned before, the mind wanders, and I suppose the most useful thing to do is go back to the breath. The mind wanders, pay attention to the breath, or to whatever the instructions are saying, but everybody's mind wanders. And
does that not get easier with practice? Or is it always going to be a challenge?
The secret of mindfulness is not to keep the mind still, it's actually to notice where it wanders and bring it back.
Yes.
It's the journey of noticing and coming back and having that choice.
Okay. So it's really that. I think in the beginning, when I started, when I was thinking of starting, I don't know, maybe at the end of the 90s, I remember thinking, oh no, I can't do that because my mind wanders. And for years I actually believed I can't actually do mindfulness or meditation because I don't have a still mind. And then later on, I realized, oh, actually, all I need to do is... But
we learn there's not such a thing as a still mind.
Exactly. So,
but the whole idea of mindfulness is actually notice where it goes and bringing it back.
Definitely.
But there's a lot of chattering for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, there's real internal dialogue. Very bizarre.
How did you feel when I was saying allowing things to be as they are? Was that okay for you?
That's the thing I find really difficult. That's the one thing I want from this, is to have acceptance of so many things in life, because I'm somebody who wants to take life on, head on, and not just accept.
Right.
And I really want to change that, so I find that the hardest thing I think at the moment.
So how do you find it in the practice? Do you notice anything in you know, the practice takes you from one part of your body to the next, Did you find anything there that you wanted to change, or anything that...
Well, I think when you were guiding us, and I was aware of tensions or cramps and things, I did find it easy to sort of fall into the trap of being cross because it was uncomfortable or whatever. But then, while you were guiding me, I was able to challenge that and think, okay, I accept. And that was quite a nice feeling.
Okay.
And it would be nice to learn to sort of guide myself to accept things rather than having an external voice telling me it's okay, it's here, let it go.
Okay. What about breathing? How did you find breathing in, out?
I find I was so uncomfortable. Really was so uncomfortable. But the one thing that I really loved was that image of the air filling your brain and then going up to
I found it harder breathing in through my code as I did through my air.
Well, some people experience that at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those.
It's an unusual thing.
It's very helpful focusing on the breathing, because if, as you do wander, as you say, if you go back to that again.
And so I suppose it's the idea of deliberately engaging your attention and disengaging. So how did you find when I said, okay, we're focusing on the left foot and now we're moving on to the knee and now we're moving on to the hip, how did you find engaging and disengaging? So how was that?
I think, oh God, we're going to go through the whole bloody body.
Is
feel different if you lie down? That was what I wondered. Do you still feel incredibly uncomfortable?
You might be.
Every experience is different.
Yeah. I mean, you can try at home and see how it goes.
Sometimes it's too actually being in a chair because you're actually not used to. Mm-hmm. And actually, you're going to develop the stamina in the weeks because we do a lot of sitting practices. It's possible that, your muscles are not used to that.
Yeah.
So you may actually not be more discomfort.
I know, at the Buddhist Center, they have wedges, so it kind of forces the posture to be a more comfortable position, but I don't know.
Well, for each of you, actually define a position, but it's an unusual position to have, and was actually for, I don't think any of you are actually used to keeping that posture for such a long period of time, so it's actually quite normal to notice discomfort. And it's, every time is different, but it's just to notice that.
I was quite interested to think, is it that my mind is so disengaged from my body? Because with my raisins, the first one was delicious, the second one was wonderful, the third one was just went down. And I thought, is that how I live my life? Completely disengaged one thing from the other.
Any other thoughts?
I have done some meditation before, so I've done that. So again, it's quite easy to come back. Breathing, but the thing I found difficult today is I'm quite tired and I just keep nodding off and waking myself up.
That was a challenge. Yeah.
But I have done that before when I'm meditating.
It's been so snoring, Karen.
Before we move on, is there anything that you found particularly helpful or unhelpful for Islam? You said that for you it was uncomfortable sitting in the chair. What about anybody else?
So that, I guess so.
your mind was wandering.
I was just saying, before we move on to the next thing and what we're going to do next, I was just going to say, before we move on, how was there something that you found particularly difficult, that to stay with it or to not stay with it? And it's this idea of, stay with things as they are and, notice if things want to be different, let them, and things like that. How did you experience that?
It was, my mind did wander quite a bit. I kept hearing the breeze in the trees and thinking, that's lovely. Hang on a minute, you're doing this. And then when you kept saying, no, we're moving on, it reminded me to stop wondering. But it's also quite nice, I think, to just get that, to actually concentrate on your actual breathing. Yeah. I know you were doing different parts of the body as well, but I think that's just something you take for granted, isn't it? And you suddenly realise, actually, I'm breathing properly now. I don't feel my chest moving. And I'm breathing normally during the day, and it's just nice to actually sit and feel like you're taking some nice deep breaths and actually feel the air going in and out.
Okay. So, in terms of this practice, this is one of the foundation practices, and we're going to be doing different ones every week. And the things to take from this one is the topic of the session is the automatic pilot, and in the sense, how if we pay attention, how just by the act of paying attention, we change the experience. And part of the practice of the body scan, which you're going to build up with your home practice, is to almost to train your mind to this engaged and disengaging. And it's about asking you to do the same thing repeatedly, and that's the idea of the practices. And it's training your mind to stay with whatever is there and actually move away from that when you want to move it away from that. And it's a way to do it in something that is a practice that's repetitive, that is in a controlled way, and hopefully then you will have the skills to do it later on when things are more distressing in your life. So all the practices are there for a reason. Sometimes the reason is not kind of that obvious, but it's something actually that we build up on that, and it's, everything's going to come together at one point.
Okay, so what I would like to do now is, if you refer to the automatic pilot on page 3, it gives you your home practice following session 1, automatic pilot. So So basically, this is a time to introduce some homework for you, and we would really like to stress how important it is for you to stick to doing it. And what we would like you to do is to practice the body scan, and you've got the CD. And so what we just did, a guided body scan by Mark Williams, and we would like you to do that for 6 out of 7 days. And we would like you to let your experience just be your experience, see how it is for you and how what it means to you, how you do it, become aware of the sensations or lack of sensations in your body, and basically just allow yourself an hour a day, whether it's a morning or evening or during the day, and make sure that that's your time when you're doing that for yourself. And then we would like you to, after each practice, complete one of those practice record forms. So basically, you just make a note of when you did it and whether you practiced, yes, no, and any comments. And you just need to tick whether you experienced any emotions. And then there is one question which says, over the last 24 hours, does it feel like you are noticing any particular changes in relation to your levels of being non-judgmental, accepting, open, curious, and being in the now? So these are all things that we're hoping to be more open to whilst being mindful. And so there is a scale from not at all to extremely, and then whether those changes are positive, neutral, or negative. Now, as well as that, we would like you to, that's also there, we would like you to choose one routine activity in your daily life and bring awareness to that activity as you're doing it. So, for example, today we did raising, but some of the examples in the handout are brushing your teeth, showering, doing the dishes, preparing a cup of tea, getting dressed, having a shower, and continue doing the same activity each day. And you'd be amazed how those routine activities can turn out to be. They're really an eye opener, a sensation opener, because you can. I think I've even read a few books where it has a whole chapter on doing the dishes, on, you know, going through the steps. So you know. I guess,
you never know, you may love it.
You may love it, and on the other hand, you may think, oh my god, you know, but
so
it's just...
I wonder if first thing we could actually, for each of you, is tends to be, it's very difficult to open up time, and we're asking you actually quite a lot, and we all have lives, and actually to open up this time, this 40 minutes, is really difficult. But maybe spend a few minutes just thinking of which time in your day you can try to fit it in, then it's more likely that you're going to find that time. So I don't know if you have any ideas of where can you find... The practice is roughly 40 minutes, and then, you know, you need your little time to get set into that. So it's a practice that, you know, you have a CD, so you have to have a way to play that CD. It's guided by Mark Williams. He's got a lovely voice, at least that's enjoyable. But we want you to find that time every day. Can be a different time of the day. It suits your routine. So I don't know if you have any ideas of where will you fit it in?
Which 40 minutes of the day you would like to do it in? Any ideas that you can make for yourself?
About 5 o'clock, I think.
Very good.
5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Mine depends on my shifts, because I mean, for instance, yesterday I work 7:15 in the morning till 7:45 at night,
okay.
And then I don't get home till 9,
okay.
And then I need to switch off work mode,
sure.
And then it's not long before I want to go to bed because I've got to come back in the morning. So
right.
I think long days, it will have to be in the evening at night,
okay.
And it might prove to be a bit,
okay.
A little bit difficult, but I will try and do it.
Something you can try, it's usually better kind of in the morning so you don't fall asleep, but
yeah.
If you do it in the evening, something you can actually try, the instructions on the CD is actually to lie down, but if you notice that you always fall asleep, try to do it actually sitting down.
If it's on a long day or an early, I definitely won't be doing it in the morning because I only get up at 5. So
already it's early
now.
What bus would you drive?
The train and then walk from the station.
You can do a CD on the train.
It's only 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea. So I don't know if you have any.
After supper, I think.
Probably
not the best time.
There is not the perfect time. It's whether or not your time fits in your routine. But really it's better to keep in mind these things that if you notice that you always fall in. I think I struggle keeping myself awake on this.
I struggled at the beginning, yeah. When I started, I kept falling asleep all the time.
So something like, you know, kind of sitting down or also give you some ideas of keeping your eyes open. Mm-hmm. Actually tends to help. Yeah. Okay, so at least, you know, have you got any ideas? So?
I think I'm going to get up earlier because I know that I find the winter and the autumn very difficult. When I go home from work, I just collapse. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably just get up earlier. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's going to depend day to day, really, because I work 10 hours, 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, I'm quite tired when I get home. I usually have my tea and I'm in bed by 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And if I am going out, then it's literally have my tea and I'm out straight away.
Right.
But I'll probably say evenings are probably going to be the best because again, I'm only up at half past five anyway.
So. Right, yeah, so you don't want to get up at four to go, yeah.
I'll definitely give it a go in the evenings. Mm-hmm.
Because the whole idea of this is almost like if you were training for a marathon,
yeah.
You know, you have to do it. And it's something that is, sometimes it's to be permissive, so I don't have time today, I try tomorrow. But it's about the intention. And we will appreciate that some days you won't be able to do it or you will do it shorter, but at least to have the intention of opening up that time and do your best.
I have to do half an hour of back exercises when I get home as well, so it's like half an hour, about 40 minutes a day.
And adds up, isn't it? Yeah.
Time is precious.
Yeah. Then, so the other one of the routine activity is also is very interesting actually to experience this novelty, this sense of, you know, experience something for the first time, when it's something you do repeatedly. That's the whole idea of this. That's actually why we ask you to choose one activity. Can be a pleasant activity, can be a neutral activity. Sometimes the neutral can be also more interesting to pay attention to, or can even actually say something that you hate. And you may suddenly find a different relationship to that. But what we're asking you to do is try to do always the same. And always bring the same, like with the raisin, bring this in, like, you know, if you are coming from another planet and you find yourself doing this, what do you notice? Bring your senses to that. So I don't know if you want to kind of spend a minute thinking of what type of activity you would like to do.
I wouldn't decide.
What would you be doing?
I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody?
Having a shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exciting.
Yeah,
having a bath. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Or do you want us to do one?
No,
just
you
can
do
however.
Yeah.
I think I was thinking of brushing my teeth just because I know I'm not quite.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. And said then you have your diaries with you, that's just to record the practice, so the meditation you're going to be doing. And it's a bit of a tick box, so it should actually take you only a few seconds to do it. Yeah. And every day
I know it looks busy, but basically we'll try to kind of think of all the possible emotions that might happen, and I guess if there are some emotions that you're experiencing and we didn't write them down, by all means put them in the comments box. And
is the diary for the relaxation or for the activity or both?
For the relaxation.
For the body scan.
For the body scan, yeah.
And it's relaxation because you may find it relaxing and you may not. And just kind of being aware
depends.
Of that.
Yeah, some people go through waves of finding it relaxing and then finding it. It just varies. It's very individual experience.
And that's actually what is interesting, actually, of the repetition of that, of doing actually every day and see what comes up. And we are going to be asking you for this sheet of the homework every week. And you have a room for comments at the bottom and for each
yes.
day.
And
we are going to start
every well.
Session reviewing your home practice, what you get from that, the same way that we did kind of this comments after each practice, and then introducing different practices every week.
So we will be giving you another sheet each week for mm-hmm. these, and then we'll collect them. So remember to bring them back next
yes.
session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So what I would like to do now is just spend, before we finish, spend 5 minutes focusing on our breathing. So again, I would like you to, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes. Or focus on a particular gaze, and I would like you to focus the attention on your breath.
Maybe changing the posture.
If you would like to also change the posture to how you were previously, you could go back to the same posture that you were while you were doing the
Can I try lying down?
Okay,
you can. I'll be quite happy to go. Okay.
Just watch out, you don't.
Oh, I'm happy.
Okay, so you've made yourself in a appropriate position for yourself. And I would like you to focus the attention on your breath, wherever you feel it the most. Whether it's in your throat, in your chest, in your abdomen. I'd like you to follow the breath. In breath, and then the out breath. And expand the attention slowly to whole body breathing. So follow the breath in and out. And focus the attention of your breath to wherever you feel it most. Some people experience it very much around their nostrils, the nose, in their throat, chest, in their abdomen. So I'd like you to follow the in-breath and the out-breath. And then expand the attention to the whole body and stay with that attention and keep breathing in and keep breathing out. Staying with the breath, breathing in and out. If your mind is wandering, you're just focusing your attention on the breath. You're using the breath as your anchor. You're going back to the breath, breathing in and breathing out. Now I would like you to open the eyes and invite you to bring the sense of awareness to each moment of your lives. Have you fallen asleep? Is that better, doing it lying down?
Was it?
Yes. So you'll see, but probably as the practices go on, you will find yourself, once you find yourself in a more comfortable position or posture, it could be something about your back, where your arms are, and things like that. So, and one more thing we wanted to mention, we have added in the booklet we hand out, we've added 5 poems that are often read during the mindfulness courses. So, if you're happy to read those, and
ich habe some thoughts, some I.
They affect different people in a different way, and just they're both. I mean, I think this one, if I had my life to live over, is quite well known. And then, if you want to spend the last few minutes finishing off the questionnaire, that would be great.
and then we meet again next week. It's called Therapy in the Same Place.
Yes. So basically one of us again will be downstairs, but at this main entrance, not the beautiful one, yeah? So
you mentioned about Wednesday the 29th, but not everyone have room in the evening.
Yes.
Where would that be?
That would be in Chaucer Road, off Trumpington.
If we have choices, unless any of you know of a room that we could
know of a possible room, but the person that books it's away at the moment. So I'll follow that up. I should be able to hopefully tell you next week.
Fantastic. Well, by all means, I'm going to email us.
She's just away. It's just we've got, at the moment, we've got the ground of S2 is unoccupied. There's a really nice group. But it's just whether somebody's in.
Oh, well, it's fantastic if you could do
that. It's just that we need a room where because we'll be doing lots of movement, so we can't use a room which has a table, and so we just need, whereas the room and the MRC is big, and we can actually put the mats down,
and we can do it at lunchtime.
All the movement, but we can't do it at lunchtime, so
we'll see.
Oh, that would be very helpful, wouldn't it?
Fantastic.
We get too excited.
They think we found these people the most, but the girls now is finding a room.
I'm trying to find some at the moment.
So are you potentially, if that doesn't work out, do you think you will be able to attend the evening session?
I can. I just know where it is and how far away it is from the train.
I could give you a lift back if
it's close
enough. I'd be getting the train to Cambridge and then finding my way
from the train station. It's not far.
Is
this just for 1 week?
Just for 1 week. I sent you an email last night.
Wednesday the
29th. I sent you an email about that last night.
Okay.
And so check whether you've got it. But then that would be for the third week, for the week of the...
Not next week.
Not next week, yeah. The 29th of September.
We just live in the hope that we are going to find a room before we're going to change
the journey.
You did not.
I think you've got my. Had you missed something like that?
Because
I checked them this morning.
Well, you responded to that email.
Which one? I sent you a new email.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go and check.
Can I send you one last night? Was it in the one that you replied to?
Yes, okay. Yes, that's the one. It's in that one. Okay.